Hello and welcome to this episode of the Murray Claims podcast, in which we are considering possible personal injury claims, particularly by vehicle drivers, where the person has been injured in a single vehicle accident in wintry road conditions. I'm Peter Brash of Grigger & Young, a firm of solicitors with offices in Forres and Elgin. Murray Claims is a trading name of Grigger & Young for personal injury compensation claims services. This episode is a December recording, and so we're back to that time of year when the roads in Murray and the north of Scotland are regularly icy or snow-covered. In this episode, we're looking at the chances of making a claim for personal injury where, due to the road conditions, you lose control of your vehicle on snow or ice and have an accident. The fact is, these are very difficult claims to make successfully if you were the driver of the vehicle. As you will hear from what follows, under Scots law, the relevant highway authority will virtually never be to blame for an accident caused by a vehicle skidding on ice or snow. This puts the onus very much on you as the driver to take great care when driving in such conditions, and even to think carefully about whether you should make your journey at all. It's important to make a distinction between drivers and passengers, though. If you're a passenger in a single vehicle accident of that type, you will almost certainly have a claim against the insurers of the driver of your vehicle. It's interesting that when injured people approach us following an accident in this category, their first complaint is often against the local authority or the body responsible for winter maintenance treatment of the road in question, even if they were a passenger in the vehicle which crashed. Local authorities such as Murray Council or Highland Council are generally responsible for all roads in their area, with the exception of trunk roads, which are currently the responsibility of Transport Scotland. Examples of trunk roads in the north are the A9, Stirling to Scrabster, and the A96 Aberdeen to Inverness roads. You can view the complete official list of trunk roads and a map of them on the Transport Scotland website. An example of the kind of case which commonly fails is Ryder against Highland Council. This is a decision of Lord Tyre in the Court of Session from June 2013. 36-year-old Anne Ryder was driving to her work at Tesco in Wick on the A99 road from John O'Groats on the morning of 9th December 2009. Sometime before 6 a.m, she lost control of her car when it skidded on a patch of ice. The vehicle left the road and ended up on its roof in a field. Anne Ryder suffered fatal injuries in the accident. The court action was raised by her 17-year-old son Danny. He claimed compensation in terms of the Damages Scotland Act 2011, and that's for grief and sorrow caused by his mother's death and for the loss of such non-patrimonial or non-financial benefit as Danny might have been expected to derive from his mother's society and guidance if she had not died. This is often referred to as a loss of society claim. The claim alleged fault on the part of Highland Council on a number of grounds. Firstly, there was criticism of the council's failure to pre-grit the road on the evening before the accident. Secondly, though the A99 was a priority one route in terms of the council's winter maintenance policy, in other words, it was top priority for winter maintenance treatment, that policy did not provide for treatment of such roads between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. the following day. Danny's claim was unsuccessful. The judge took the view that Parliament had given councils such as Highland Council a discretion as to how they allocated their limited resources to things such as winter maintenance treatment. The court was not prepared to second-guess the operational decisions taken in good faith by council employees in the circumstances, or say that it was unreasonable for the council to have a system which left priority one routes untreated between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. This decision was in line with a case called Taylor against Smith, decided in 2003, which involved a claimant with serious personal injuries following a single vehicle accident due to icy conditions on the A96 just west of Fochabers in Murray. No one sets out in wintry conditions expecting to have an accident, but there seems to be a perception that if you skid, crash and are injured, you will be able to make a claim against the relevant roads authority. In fact, this is far from the truth in most cases. The law reports are littered with failed attempts by drivers or their relatives to claim compensation for injury and death. If you're faced with the decision whether or not to drive in wintry conditions, be aware that you're unlikely to be able to blame anyone else if you lose control of your vehicle due to the state of the road. The wisest decision may be to postpone your travel until conditions improve. The most dangerous time of day is likely to be between late evening and morning rush hour, because even arterial routes might not be treated during that period. If you or a relative have been affected by a road traffic accident involving a single vehicle skidding on ice or snow, you should get in touch with a specialist accredited personal injury solicitor for advice as soon as possible. Though these cases are generally difficult, as we've been discussing, every fact situation is different, and a solicitor can only advise you on your chances of success if they get full details. We always advise that a local solicitor is best, preferably local to you and to where the accident occurred. And if we're in that category for you, you can contact us at Murray Claims and Grigger & Young in Elgin on 01343 544 077 or complete and send us an online inquiry form via the Murray Claims website or the Grigger & Young website. Thanks very much for listening.